Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Roger Stone on Orgygate joins us in T-minus 6 minutes. And I wanted to go to a report John Bound put together about former InfoWars reporter Joe Biggs, who's being held in a Soviet-style gulag for crimes he didn't commit. Here is that very important special report.
Staff Sergeant Joseph Biggs was born during the ominous year of 1984. What he and hundreds of other patriots, now political prisoners, have experienced over the course of a year due to the tyrannical Democratic Party for merely questioning a clearly rigged presidential election, utilizing their First Amendment rights backed by the unyielding intent of the Declaration of Independence, would make George Orwell's skin crawl.
Joe Biggs is an American hero.
Yeah.
Okay, he's a war hero.
Yeah.
He fought in two wars, both Iraq and Afghanistan. Two Purple Hearts. All right. So he served bravely, honorably as a member of the U.S. Army, and now he's a political prisoner. He's rotting in a D.C. jail because, I mean, if anything, this may be a misdemeanor. He didn't vandalize property on January 6th. He didn't hurt anybody. He didn't threaten anybody. He didn't have any frickin' weapons, and he certainly didn't try to overthrow the United States government. And I think the most heartbreaking aspect of this whole situation is he hasn't seen his daughter in over a year. And they're looking at putting Joe Biggs in prison for 20-plus years, okay? And I can tell you that his daughter means the world to him, all right? That's everything to him. Now, Joe Biggs is a tough guy. He's a combat veteran. But this is absolutely crushing him. You cannot get that time back.
We kind of saw the metamorphosis of a guy who was a big patriot, really believed in everything he was kind of told from the mainstream media perspective. And then when this happened to a guy he knew, a guy he considered his friend, and the way he was being talked about in the media, he started having a shift like, oh, wait, what we're seeing on the mainstream is not real life.
He got really woken up quick.
I think that really, and he kind of did a fast-forward approach, because then I think it went back to things he saw serving in two different theaters of war. He's like, oh, wait, maybe that's why we were doing these things and not, we're not really there to help these people. We're here to just spend money, essentially. Joe has been exposing this for years. He sees the injustices going on with the election. So people were pissed, and they had a right to be pissed. Now, did he hit a cop? Did he attack anybody? No.
Nope.
Didn't do anything.
Nope.
Didn't do any of that. Yet he's still in jail to this day.
Yep. Recently, Biden spoke of liberty and the regime change of a dictator while in Ukraine. But history and truth will ultimately separate fact from hypocrisy.
A dictator bent on rebuilding an empire will never erase the people's love for liberty. Brutality will never grind down their will to be free.
Hey, everybody. Pastor Kevin, the Patriot Pastor. I'm here at the Seminole County Jail. We are here with a few protesters. They decided to have a gathering to protest the release of Joe Biggs by sending him to the Washington, D.C. jail. We're here to say you just can't do what you want to do. You just can't steal an election and get away with it.
They're being held pre-trial for almost an entire year, waiting in solitary confinement with half rations of food. They're being starved.
We're still here. We're still thinking about you. We're still praying for you. We're still fighting for you. We got this, Joe.
Joe Biggs is in a 30-day administrative lockdown at the Alexandria Detention Center, and he has filed an appeal opposing the government's motion to delay the start of his trial date, which is May the 18th. If you can, please visit givesendgo.com/Joe Biggs to add to his legal funds, which are desperately needed. And please support InfoWars.com as we continue to be in the crosshairs of a January January 6th committee hell-bent on silencing the voice of patriots. Biggs, of course, represents hundreds of patriots and ultimately millions of Americans who will all be thrown in a feces and blood-drenched gulag and cut off from their God-given civil liberties due to a country half asleep and America's first bona fide dictator inhabiting the Oval Office. John Bound reporting.
In December of 2021, InfoWars offered the first in a three-part series, the 1776 Anti-Tyrant Coin, and it sold out in 10 days. And if it wasn't for listeners getting this original, powerful coin, a founding member coin, we would not be on air today. Now, the second coin, the Liberty Tree coin, is being offered, and it will probably sell out in 10 days again. It certainly needs to fund our operation. It is so historic, and it has a quote from Thomas Jefferson about the Tree of Liberty being refreshed with the blood of patriots and tyrants and more. See the coin for yourself at 1776coin.com. It's also at InfoWarsStore.com. It's amazing. There's only 10,000 of them, and as a founding member, if we're able to stay on the air, we're planning something very, very special for everyone that helps us go to the next level. So get your new Tree of Liberty coin while you still can at 1776coin.com.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Bad news travels like wildfire, good news travels slow. They all call me wildfire.
We are back live, ladies and gentlemen, now into hour number three. Roger Stone joins us. We have seen Madison Cawthorn, the a Republican congressman, come out and said that he was invited to orgies and cocaine parties. Well, I mean, I've got stacks of articles, L.A. Times, New York Times, about orgies and cocaine parties in D.C. Roger Stone was one of the top lobbyists ever. He was at, obviously, some of those parties. He's reformed and, you know, obviously a Christian. But he's been honest about all that. He never really hid it. None of this was underage people or anything. But he hasn't retracted his statements. The media is spinning this. So Orgygate is what Roger Stone is calling it. Roger?
Alex, you're absolutely right. The reason I wanted to come on today is to bear witness for Madison Cawthorn, who is being accused of telling the truth. Look, I was in Washington, D.C. I was part of the ruling elite. I lived there for 41 years. I had one of the most successful lobbying firms in American history. And I had a front seat. I would say that I spent 41 years in the corroded rectum of the two-party system. And I saw this up close. Anybody out there who thinks that the ruling elite in Washington, D.C., or Malibu, or Manhattan, or Hollywood do not engage in drug-fueled orgies is out of their mind. And all of those in the media and in the Congress who are now attacking Madison Cawthorn, stop and ask yourself, why are they doing that? Who are they covering for? Or is it themselves? I can tell you firsthand that these parties happen. I can tell you that they continue to happen. I can tell you that Madison Cawthorn told me yesterday that he had not retracted what he said, even though Kevin McCarthy seems to have popped up and is speaking now for the member of Congress, saying, oh, he admitted that he made. No, I don't think he's admitted anything of the kind. I don't think he's admitted embellishing or retracted anything he said. Alex, he spoke the truth, which is why I wanted to come on with you today and say that.
Well, you know, Roger, there's just so many examples of this. And Barney Frank with underage call boys at his D.C. townhouse and just all of it. I mean, the idea that this isn't going on is just preposterous.
Well, look, you said it at the beginning, and I won't run away from it. I was a libertine in my days in Washington, so I attended some of these parties. Cocaine, no, wasn't for me. But today, I have reaffirmed my faith in Jesus Christ. That's why I feel the power and the strength to speak out and tell the truth. That's why I'm unafraid to tell you the truth. Now, I know that I'll be mocked for coming on and saying this. I know I'll be attacked for the life that I abandoned when I was a high roller in Washington, D.C., and anything I wanted was available to me. I'm a different person today. I was saved. I was saved from being in a in a blood and feces infested gulag called the federal penitentiary system. I didn't die in a fetid Georgia prison like Robert Mueller and his thugs wanted to, only through the healing power and the strength of Jesus Christ. And that's why I'm able to say today, without fear of being attacked, because we'll be trending on Twitter as soon as we go off this broadcast. The instant that you move on, it'll be all over the place. But I know firsthand that Madison Cawthorn is telling the truth, and he needs to be given the benefit of the doubt. And I think you have to question why Kevin McCarthy is so anxious to cover this up. Why is he so anxious to silence this junior member of Congress? Why are all these rhinos jumping out of the woodwork attacking him? What are they hiding? What do they have to hide? Were they at some of these parties? That's my question for them.
Well, we also know, doesn't McCarthy live with another man? And they have like a model of the White House together, and they like pose as the president in there?
Well, it is alleged that he lives with a pollster, a Republican pollster I don't think much of, who's got the worst toupee I've ever seen in my entire life. So, yeah, that's kind of weird. And then the question is this pollster on the payroll of the House Republican committees somewhere, the House Republican campaign committee? So, but look, I'm not here to attack other people and their lifestyle choices, but I am here to defend Madison Cawthorn because I think he is telling the truth. And now, like a ton of bricks, the political establishment is seeking to discredit him. Why would we believe CNN when they say, oh, McCarthy said that he admitted making the whole thing up? I want to hear from the congressman himself. I don't want to hear Kevin McCarthy's version of what he says Madison Cawthorn said, or Steve Scalise, for that matter. I want to hear what the congressman said. He texted me yesterday telling me he had not retracted or backed down in any way, and I choose to believe him. I know firsthand that these parties happen, and I know who's attending them. It's bipartisan, trust me.
And that's really how they control people, isn't it?
Yeah, man, this is what the Jeffrey Epstein scandal was all about. It's about blackmail. And that's why there is such a rush to denounce and discredit Cawthorn, because they're afraid of what he knows. What if he does start saying who it was he saw, or who it was who invited him, or who it was that he knows attended these drug-fueled parties that he alleges? So he has truth on his side, and that makes him very, very dangerous to the political establishment.
Well, that's right. And look, I mean, I can tell people, not that I'm Mr. Hollywood, but that's what goes on. People that have already had everything, done everything, they want to push the envelope. And I mean, that's pretty much par for the course, swinger clubs, orgies, drugs. That's going on all over. So the fact they're trying to deny this, and all he said on a podcast is, hey, it's just like House of Cards. I've been invited to it. It's real. I mean, that's a fact. He had a super hot wife, too. I mean, what do you think these people are going to do? I mean, this is ridiculous. I've been invited to these things. I haven't gone to them because I don't want to be, you know, whatever, blackmailed, or I'm not into that. I'm, you know, happy. But, I mean, I've been invited not just to those. I've been invited to the really weird stuff, not with kids or anything, but with the whole occultic stuff. So I can tell you, folks, the Eyes Wide Shut things go on as well.
There's no question. And therefore, the people watching InfoWars, the InfoWarriors, need to realize that Madison Cawthorn is the guy telling the truth. And all these rhinos who are moving to discredit him and smear him and belittle him, and threatening to remove his committees, this is because they have something to hide. It is so obvious. It's so logical. Don't listen to anything CNN says. CNN wouldn't know the truth if they fell over.
Well, I mean, I agree with you, but aren't they even dumber to attack him? They should have just ignored this.
I totally agree with that. I spoke to a reporter from the New York Post a little while ago, and she made exactly that point. It's because they are so vulnerable, they're so hysterical, because if he starts to name names, it would go all the way to the top. And that is exactly what they fear.
Roger Stone did nothing wrong. Find everything on his great website. He's got a lot of them. which website you want to plug, Roger. And I got another question because I know you got to go. I want you to come back tomorrow about January 6th. That has really ripened now. They're announcing new indictments, garbage, going after Trump. They're saying on May 20th, or even putting dates on it. I want you to come back tomorrow and talk about that. But just where do people find all things Roger Stone?
Best place to go is stonecoldtruth.com. I've got a new piece there because the report of the January 6th committee says that Peter Navarro, one of the president's White House aides, told Chief of Staff Mark Meadows to call Roger Stone in the days prior to January 6th. Problem with that, Alex, is I've never talked about Mark Meadows in my life, never communicated with him in any way. So they want to investigate something that never happened. It is outrageous. I'm still fighting for my life in six civil suits. People can go to stonedefensefund.com. God bless you if you do. We need the help. But, Alex, I will come back tomorrow to talk about the abomination that is the January 6th investigation. It is.
Well, sir, because I've told you privately what's going on, but now it's in the paper. I mean, you know, they called us a couple weeks ago, the Justice Department, up this committee and said, we want you to come talk to us or we might up charges on Owen. That is criminal in my view. We have nothing. We've done nothing. This is just a nightmare.
Owen Schroyer did nothing wrong. I know that for a fact. We need to get those T-shirts out and up on the website. And now they're trying to use him as leverage to make people plead to crimes that they didn't commit or to admit something that they didn't do. Oh, now they're investigating the perfectly legal rally on the eclipse.
Roger, we'll talk to you soon. Come back.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed.
I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Can't think of a better 360 win out there than what we're about to talk about right now. And I hope every listener marks this down. I hope you listen, because we've got this guest back on. And I pushed him back a little bit late because Roger Stone came on. Because I could spend hours with this guy. He had technical difficulties Saturday, so we had to go to a tape show we'd already done a week before. But we're going to do a commercial-free podcast soon and really talk about some things that are common knowledge to good tax attorneys, but it's like unknown magic to the general public. And so Tyler Bennett, good friend of mine, is here with us. You can go to JonesTaxRelief.com, and you can see all the different services they have, from bookkeeping, business consulting, business entity selection, estate and trust and tax preparation, financial statements, IRS representation, payroll services, retirement planning, sales and tax services, tax preparation and planning, tax levies, liens, and release. That's what they're really good at, saving you up to 90% on. Wage garnishment release, getting your passport when the IRS is blocking you. End penalties and interest, you hear that? Tax negotiation and settlement, reduce IRS tax fee, resolve back taxes, IRS audit defense, payroll tax negotiation, and more. JonesTaxRelief.com. And again, they are a very respected company that's been doing a great job for a long time. That's American Tax Solutions. You just go to JonesTaxRelief.com so you can also then support the sponsorship of the show, so they know, support the broadcast, the sponsorship. But this, for me, is just such a 360 win, because it depends on the tax lawyers you get. The CPAs, most of them will sell you out for no reason. It's just how it works. And then a lot of the lawyers just want to get you and milk a bunch of stuff out of you. These guys cut right to the chase on how to save you money, because they get part of that. So JonesTaxRelief.com or 833-900-4285. Write that number down, 833-900-4285. I wanted to get him on because we had a lot of questions from listeners. And so I've got some of these questions I want to go over with him. I just got flooded by questions, and I sent them over to him, and he kind of put them into a bullet point. But, man, I'm getting nothing but good feedback from the listeners. I think you've already saved them tens of millions of dollars. I forget, I think it was $20 million last week or something. So thank you for being here. Thank you for coming on, Tyler Bennett. I mean, where do we start? There's so much to cover.
Well, thanks for having me on again, Alex. Great to be here and help the InfoWars, both with the audience and the cause here. And so when I had these questions asked to me, it seemed to me that basically, just like you were saying, because we know that the IRS is run by the globalists and the elite, and so their set of rules, their set of laws, they don't want the average person to know. So I thought I'd go through a few of this stuff that you probably haven't heard of, and it can open your eyes a little bit more to how the government is actually treating you here. So, for example, the first thing is Biden has been attempting to raise taxes since he got into office. We all know about that. But what you may not know is taxes have been effectively already raised this year because of inflation. What I mean is every year There's an index for inflation that affects the standard deduction and affects the tax, marginal tax brackets, right? Because it goes up 3% a year per inflation. However, this last year, we've experienced 8% in inflation, and that means the American taxpayer is paying 5% more in taxes, just due to the inflation, not in the actuarial numbers that the IRS uses, not keeping up to the actual inflation that Biden has injected into the economy. And so what that comes out to is, a married couple last year that made $80,000 was taxed at 22% marginal. Now they would be in the 24 marginal tax rate because not that taxes were raised, but because inflation outpaced the actuarial table at the IRS that says inflation is only supposed to be 3% a year. And it's 8 right now.
And that's just question number one. Sorry, continue.
That's just question number one. You're right. I just wanted to finish up on that. This is a sneaky way that the administration and the globalists can say, hey, we haven't actually raised taxes on you, but get more of your hard-earned money to fight the things that they want to fight for, that pocket, not, fighting the globalist wars, et cetera, et cetera.
And I also want to expand on this because people don't realize that they're not going to be told this by H&R Block. They're not going to be told this by the regular CPAs. Why is that? Why don't they tell people all the loopholes that are totally legal and lawful put in there by the establishment? Because I guess they're not supposed to let you know about that. What is the leverage that the corrupt government has over the average CPA firm to keep them from telling people how the law is really written?
Absolutely, Alex. So we have two things going on here. If we're talking about an average CPA firm, the average CPA is very risk adverse. That's the type of people who become certified public accountants, which means if the IRS says something, they're going to follow it to the T. That's their job. And there is a use for these people. I have CPAs that work for me, but not to decide how much exactly who is qualified for what deduction. To do the math, sure. But what you have to remember is a CPA is not an advocate. Their job isn't to find the loopholes and fight for you. Their job is to fill out the tax return in a way that's, going to be the safest and least risky according to them, which for most people means they're going to miss out on obvious deductions that they could have taken. And now the second part is when we talk about these big box tax stores, H&R Block, the like, TurboTax. As I've said on your show before, this is absolutely true. Look them up. These are technology companies, okay? They're much more closer to Microsoft than, let's say, a tax office, because the people who work there know one thing and one thing only, and it's not taxes. They know how to operate that software. And so they have no idea what the law is at all. They just know what the computer prints out. And believe me, that computer does not have your best interest at heart. They want to make sure they can charge you $450 and pad their coffers instead of yours.
Absolutely. That's something I learned talking to friends and family about. When you go and get the average stockbroker, she only make 2-3% a year because they're getting it all in fees. But you go out and research it yourself, you're going to make 15-20%. So how's the stock market up 20%, but you didn't make anything? Because they literally take all your fees. I'm not going to get into details, but I have a family member that came into some money. They didn't listen to me, and I said, watch, you go ahead and put your money with that stockbroker at a well-known company. I bet you make 2%. And they came to me a year later. They go, how did you guess it? The stock market's up 20%. This was a few years ago. How did you guess 2%? And I said, it's well-known. It's well-known that that's what they do to you. It's the same thing.
Absolutely. Just on that point, since we're talking about finance here, the index does 10% every year. If you invest in that, you'll make money. I have invested in managed brokerage accounts, and they don't do as well as the index. So just putting that out there. Listen, when you let somebody else control your money and you put all of your faith into them, well, now you're putting yourself to be taken advantage of, and that's just what happens in this. It's just what happens.
That's right. We only got through question one, and we got like 15 of them. We'll be right back on the other side. These are really good questions listeners sent in, and you kind of codified them and put them into perspective. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We are only offering 3 coins in the series.
The first coin was released in December of 2021 and sold out in 10 days. Now, the second coin, as we enter the last days of March into April 2022, is now being offered. And I believe it will sell out in just a few days again because these are historic coins and because our amazing listeners want to support freedom and keep InfoWars at the front lines of the fight against these tyrants. So, go for yourself to 1776coin.com and see the new Liberty Tree coin. It is powerful. Witness this powerful iconography for yourself and have this piece of history and be part of the founding member system that we're set to launch in the very near future thanks to your support of this project. Get a historic memento that helps keep InfoWars on the air and also gives you a real piece of history at 1776coin.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
You found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show.
I hear people talking bad about the way.
Hey, listen, folks. I could finance the whole show right now with sports gambling and pay all our bills and everything else. And I'm into free will. If people want to gamble, most folks don't have a problem with it. They just have some fun. I'm not judging people to take gambling money. But we right now have had top former sports people, UFC champions, heavyweight boxing champions, NFL quarterbacks that represent these groups, they're ready to spend $1 million a month right now. That's not where I sell $1 million worth of supplements than at $500,000 to pay the bills. That's $1 million. I could snap my fingers, They're ready right now. And I'm actually thinking about it. Like, you know, fund the operation. People want to go gamble. But I'm like, no, it's not a win-win. Some people, it hurts them. It can get out of control. So I'm not taking the gambling money. But I'm kind of balancing, like, go off the air or take the gambling money. But with something like American Tax Solutions that I've known and my family and friends have used, and I know they really help people, I just feel good about it. So, you know, if weapon sales, you know, to bomb third world countries on one end, and then you got gambling over here, and you got liquor over here, and cigarettes over here, and I'm not selling any of that, that's on the bad side. Way over here, you know, landmines are on one end, and then way over here is tax solutions, teaching people how the globalists exempt themselves from almost all the taxes, giving the people that power. That makes me feel good at night. That gets me excited. That's why I say it's a 360 win. And I didn't mean to go to the gambling story. It's just solve all our problems, snap my fingers, and sports betting. It's ready. It's there. Year-long contract, $12 million. But I'm not doing it just because, again, I'm not against gambling. I'm not saying you shouldn't be able to gamble. I don't really like gambling. I gamble on freedom. I gamble on standing up for what's right. I don't go slot machines and, you know, poker and all that stuff, which is fine. People have fun with it. Some people, it really hurts them. I'm just saying, again, this is a sponsor I know is great and I know is a win-win. I mean, on average, 90% tax cuts and these disputes and all the other services they've got, so you need to go there today, JonesTaxRelief.com, JonesTaxRelief.com. Tyler Bennett, let's get into more of these questions that people sent you.
Absolutely, Alex. And just on the gambling thing, I want to say to the audience here, if you do enjoy to gamble, one thing that's very important is that, you know, the casino at the end of the year is going to 1099 you. So you have to make sure you get your player's card from the casino so that you can write off your losses against your winnings. Because otherwise the government's just going to say that you made that money. But really, we know if you're gambling, maybe you made 10 grand one time, but you probably spent more than that over the course of the year.
And so that's right. Sure, so you get people to think about, I love how you take anything I say and turn it back to good. You can teach people about every angle they never thought about.
Absolutely. And here's the thing. Gambling is one of those things actually where, you know what, some people can make a business out of it, such as, you know, Dan Blitzerian and people like that who are professional poker players, right? And so gambling typically follows under the hobby rules, meaning that most people do it for a hobby. So unless you can prove to the IRS that you can make a profit 3 out of 5 years or every other year, then you can actually write off all your expenses on Schedule C against that income because it's a legitimate business to you. But most people who go play 21 or house games, that's not going to they're not going to qualify for that. But they need to know that just because they hit a jackpot does not necessarily mean they're going to face a fat tax bill at the end of the year, because that more likely than not was not the only time they gambled that year, and we can write off all their losses.
Again, every angle. You've got every angle. Let's get into the next question.
We do.
IRS Absolutely. Side hustle. $600 gets you to 1099. Explain that.
This is a very important one. I've gotten thousands of questions about this because this is actually a bill that Biden was able to pass back in the Build Back Better Act. And what this says is all escrow services, intermediary banking services such as Zelle, Venmo, PayPal, even eBay and resellers such as that, Etsy, StockX, are now going to 1099 any sale that is over $600. Now, the old rules were you would have to sell at least 20 transactions or over $20,000 before the service would say, prove to us that you're not a business. But now what this means is, let's say you decide to have a garage sale and someone comes up to buy your old microwave that's worth less than what you bought it for, and they don't have cash because it's 2022, and they say, can I Zelle you the $50 for the thing? Okay, fine. So you take enough Zelles, now it's up to $600, and you didn't make any money because it's a garage sale from stuff that has just gone down in value. Well, you have to prove that now. And so you don't want to do that on your own. Let me do that for you, because I know how to separate out what is gifts, what is income, and what is not, because it was simply a resale for a non-profitable transaction.
All right, let's move to the next one. We've got 15 to go through. Just because, number three, your return says you are getting a refund does not mean you will really get it. Explain that to us.
Absolutely, Alex. And this one is very important and happens to a lot of people. I get a lot of clients, potential clients, they call me and they say, hey, you know, I did my taxes and it says that I should have gotten, you know, $1,000 refund or more. But instead, I got a letter that says tax code 151 on it. And what that means is there is what's called a federal offset unit within the Treasury Department. They're technically not the IRS because what they do is they collect debts for the state and the IRS from your refund. So before your refund comes back to you, if you owe any debt to any other government agency for any reason, this includes stuff like child support arrears or, let's say unemployment, they actually will take that money straight out of your refund. And so if that's happening to you too, we can negotiate that on your behalf. But this is the Federal Bureau of Fiscal Service. They're a federal agency that literally exists only to subtract and deduct out of your refund check to pay back alleged money that you owe.
You got simple tricks to deal with all that. Let's go to number four. New numbers for gift taxing. What's happening there? People are asking me about that.
Absolutely. So gift tax is one of the most misunderstood concepts in the code. Okay, with inflation now, it's $16,000 that you can gift to anybody without facing the gift tax, right? And the gift tax is paid by the giftor, not the giftee. And the reason is because the gift tax is put in place to try to prevent escaping the estate tax by giving gifts during your lifetime. Now, the thing is that the middle class needs to understand is we can use these rules that were put in place to try to prevent the uber wealthy from not paying their fair in taxes by not, you know, using these rules to pay the least amount as possible. So what $16,000 means is that's not your total amount that you can gift. That's your total amount that you can gift to each individual person you send gifts to. So let's say you send gifts to 10 different people for $16,000. Well, that's $160,000 of gifts that you were able to give. And I just want to mention that gift tax ties into your unified lifetime credit. So unless you're worth more than $12 million, you should be using gifts and gift tax system to minimize your tax.
That's why all the rich people have a bunch of trust funds for their kids and everybody. So again, you're just teaching people the basic stuff, but easy and how to do it. You don't rip them off to do it. You just, boom, get it done.
Right, 100%, because on my TikTok page and other places I answer questions and hear from the InfoWars people, people are always saying, hey, I give a gift. I received a gift. How much taxes do I owe on it? That's not how it works. The giftor pays tax. It's a completely different system than the income tax system. And just like the payroll tax system, we can use those tax systems against your income tax.
I'm going to explain it again. I know the listeners know this, but you have to listen to me, folks. This is the total win-win. I feel so good promoting this. I feel 100% good promoting this. I feel bad thinking about saving the operation promoting gambling. I'm not going to do it. Okay, I'm not going to sell Jack Daniels, even though I occasionally drink it.
Hey,
I'm just not going to.
Don't gamble with your taxes, okay? That's what it's about.
Absolutely. What I'm saying is this is something that is an absolute win-win for the show, for you know our sponsor, for you, for everybody. And there's so many functions and so many angles. I could talk to him forever, Mr. Bennett, because there's so many things you wouldn't think of. No matter what topic I raise, he can bring up a tax issue that I knew was true, but I'd forgotten about because he's the tax expert, and he's ready to help you, boom, right now, very fast, cookie cutter.
Stock market have you nervous? With geopolitical conflict and inflation concerns, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you don't have to. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word DEMO to 813813 and discover how to predict stock market trends up to 3 days ahead with incredible accuracy. Whether you trade stocks, options, forex, futures, or crypto, Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text DEMO to 813813 to get what you need to stay ahead of the markets and find big moves before they happen. Don't wait. Text DEMO to 813813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology. Offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I love Tyler Bennett and American Tax Solutions. You can go to JonesTaxRelief.com. They're our great sponsor, and then we get support by you visiting JonesTaxRelief.com. You get their full services and VIP treatment by visiting JonesTaxRelief.com or by calling toll-free 833-900-4285. Is that you noticed I brought up gambling on a totally different subject, and he brought up incredible information about tax savings there. Talking to this guy, I could talk to him like hours and hours and hours, and we have on the phone in person, because every angle of life, he knows the secrets of how the system protects itself, and nothing makes me happier than getting you involved and knowing that. And I want to be very clear. I obviously, am a Christian, and I love God, and if taxes actually went to poor people and to build stuff, I would do it. Everything through the Federal Reserve is through monetizing debt since 1913, 109 years ago. So before that, taxes went to run the country. Since then, any economist will tell you, it's not my opinion, that it's all debt that's operating. So all of the income tax since 1913 with the Federal Reserve Act is about social engineering and controlling small businesses. Just like during COVID lockdowns, small businesses were non-essential, but all of the big businesses were staying open. So you're not cheating on your taxes. You're not taking care of the poor by paying almost no taxes. You're literally being given the same escape hatches that the globalists have created and getting by their social engineering, so you can hire more people, so you can hire more contractors, so you can build a nicer house, have a nicer car, pay for more medicine, give more to charity. So I'm telling you, there's nothing more of a win, and from a moral perspective as well, than not paying as much of this evil income tax as you can, because it's a damn fraud. So spend a few minutes, Tyler Bennett, on that, and I know you want to get into all these other topics you've got, small business owners, and what's happening with expenses and so much more. But how important is that? Because there's people don't get, like, the income tax is social engineering.
100% true, Alex. And as I've said before, since the income tax was created, it has been the vehicle that the government has put forth their policies that they want to happen. In America, because we're supposed to be a free country, the government is – they'll do this anyway, but instead of just directly telling you to do something, they put incentives in, they put decentives in the tax code so that you act a certain way. So I just want to say this because we were talking about money. Look, on any bill you pull up, right, this is a $5 bill, it says two things on it. It says, in God we trust. Yeah, I trust God, okay? It also says Federal Reserve Note. That means I trust the government in this fiat currency. Well, I don't know about you, but I really don't trust the government. So let's talk about some things that they are doing to make sure you miss out on your deductions. Okay, so small businesses, small business owners, mom and pops, these people in the middle class are receiving the shaft the hardest because subsection C, subsection S, and the business sections of the Internal Revenue Code are the most complex and actually carry the most deductions, but they're the hardest to find if you don't know what you're looking for. Let me break down a few for you. In 2017, President Trump passed a 20% pass-through deduction if you have a sole prop, if you have an S-corp, if you have an LLC. All you really have to do if you fit the income, guidelines, which is most people, is check a box on your tax return. And so most people don't even know that. And that's something that is very easy to do and you'd have to know about it. Another one is, business vehicles, right? Writing off a vehicle is a commonly talked about deduction, but you may not know the extent of which you could do it. Let's say, you only have a sole prop, you've got a C corp, you've got a S, but you have a vehicle that also you're using for personal use. Does that mean that you no longer can take any deduction for the business use of that vehicle? Absolutely not. We can bifurcate everything, and you might be surprised to learn that when we look at what's actually happening, more of that vehicle's use is in fact a business use than not. Another one, this is big. Back in the 80s and 90s, they had this tax deduction called the three martini lunch. Basically what it meant is, there's 100% deduction if you as a business owner take a client or an employee or your partner out to eat and discuss business, right? Well, this actually has been brought back in 2021 and 2022 to support the businesses, the restaurants that took a major beating, during the COVID. So the government, in order to help them out, has actually helped the small business owner out, because now if you take your employees out to lunch, it's no longer a 50% deduction. It's a 100% deduction. And that's a big change. And if you didn't know
that's
about
why I get
that,
so frustrated, Tyler, just interrupt. I get so frustrated because the system writes this for themselves. They pay almost no tax. And then the general public goes to regular CPAs or tax lawyers, and they don't tell them about it, or they charge them tons of money to do it. You guys are completely different. Everybody needs to go to you, and then they can just talk to you and your great crew of lawyers and CPAs and experts, and then they can hear your story and then tailor it very quickly for what you need. And people are going to be blown away by you guys handle it, and it's so easy.
Right, Alex. And what I want to point out, too, is the difference between us and a lot of other firms that you may run into is – We offer 100% free consultation. You give us a call. We want to hear what your problem is. We want to tell you how we're going to help you. And then it's your decision if you want to use us. We don't charge expensive retainers or anything like that. If you want to use us to help lower your liability after we talk to you and tell you what we're going to do, then you're on our team and we'd love to have you.
Yeah, because I've hired other tax lawyers and stuff before, and you know, even the decent ones will still do a big analysis, charge you a bunch of money, give you a few tricks. You guys just look at the business, cut right to the chase. You guys are, I don't want to put you down. It's not a bad thing. You're like the McDonald's of this because you're just cutting right to the chase. Hey, here's the fee. Here's the deal. Here's what you're going to say. That's just bam, bam, bam. What I like is the fast delivery.
Exactly. So, and you know what? The name of the game is this is about helping people at the end of the day. And the more people that we can help, I'm like you, Alex. That's what makes me happy. That's what my passion is. So give me a call because I'm here for you.
Well, it really makes me mad at other CPAs and tax groups because they do this molasses thing to, like, barely give people a few strategies to save them a bunch of money, but then they charge them, like, half of what that costs. You guys are, on average, what, most, like, 10%? Is what you're charging and what you're saving people. It's just crazy. Give people a few examples of some of the services you've got and how it works.
Absolutely. So the way that I like to group all of our services, because we provide hundreds of different services, is in the tax world, Alex, you pretty much have three separate zones, okay? You have the present. That is, you need to file this year's current taxes. You want to take the most deductions as possible and pay the least amount, right? So that's tax prep. We have the past, and what that means is you already owe the IRS or the state money for whatever reason. Maybe we need to refile for you. Maybe you do owe more than you can afford to pay back. If you owe more than you can afford to pay back, we can negotiate with the government on your behalf. There's multiple programs.
Instead of letting it grow and grow and grow and ignore it till they come arrest you.
Absolutely, because As long as you're not doing anything about it, it's penalties and interest, and it's 5% a month plus 3% interest plus non-filing, it just compounds. You double your tax debt in 5 years if you do nothing about it.
Continue.
Okay. So, excuse me here. One thing I wanted to talk about as well when we're talking about businesses, small businesses, is let's say you want to start a small business, right? But you haven't started it yet. You may think, well, none of these costs that I have before I actually open my business are deductible because they're not business expenses. That is not true. And this is another thing that, you know, the IRS isn't going to tell you. You have to have someone in your pocket or in your corner telling you this, because the reality of the situation is you can write up to $5,000 in pre-business expenses for your startup company, which is substantial for a startup company, doesn't have that much capital, doesn't need the additional tax bill when they are trying to make their first profits.
JonesTaxRelief.com, you're a great sponsor. You're helping us stay on air and you're helping people. You were telling me just like 4 or 5 days ago, how much money have you saved listeners so far?
Listeners on this show, I would say we've saved between 20 and 22 million in back taxes so far. As for, we've set up plenty of complex instruments, corporations, trusts, et cetera, to save money in the future. And that's honestly incalculable because, you know, future earnings is one of the things.
So in a month, you've saved our listeners that much. It's folks. This is everybody needs to call, talk to these folks. It's amazing. JonesTaxRelief.com.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.